Well, what about referral for transplantation? We've been fortunate. We haven't had to refer patients to lung transplant with PH nearly as often as we used to. And we used to have restrictions for patients with scleroderma. They had such bad reflux, and we were concerned that they would ruin the new lungs with the acid reflux. And for a period of time, scleroderma patients were done. Now they can cautiously be done, but we try to keep them away from that by being aggressive with our PH therapy. So potential candidates for transplant would be, again, at least functional class 3, certainly functional class 4, rapidly progressive disease, need for parenteral therapy, and doing poorly on it. Certainly you'd want to transplant someone. Certainly PVOD or PCH at the very bottom there. These patients don't do well with PH therapy. Be very cautious if we use it at all and get those patients transplanted.